This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So this morning, I sent the president a letter and said, why don't you invoke the Defense Production Act and put in place a military person?
He says, you should put a military man in charge. I said, well, Chuck, if you knew a little bit more, we have one of the most highly respected people in the military, the admiral. This is what he does. And he's in charge. But Chuck didn't know that.
I'm just appalled. You know, I'd say to the president, just stop the pettiness.
You started it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We need to get direct cash relief payments out to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. No American should have to wait a single minute so Donald Trump can put his signature on a physical check.
I don't think that's how it works.
Hey, it's Joe Rockhead.
Hiya, Joe.
I said back on March 12th that the president is welcome to adopt every single thing I suggested he thought was worthwhile. Today, I make the same offer with regard to my new 10-point Make It Work checklist.
I'm going to go get my colored pencils.
I've done this work before.
When Obama sent out these checks, it took months and months and months.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Mr. Vice President, I have a final question for you. When you talk to God in your moments alone, do you find yourself worrying at all that people you represent and care deeply about have died and will die who did not need to because of steps the federal government did not take soon enough?
What kind of stupid-ass question is that?
Unchained and unstoppable.
There have been 900 inmates released from our jail system. There will be more ahead. We will give you an update as soon as we know of any additional numbers.
Thanks for the heads up.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We have to release these violent prisoners, many of them illegal aliens, from the jail cells around the country to make room for the law-abiding citizens who have violated the social distancing rules and have driven more miles in a day than the governor or the mayor thought they should drive, right? So it's going to be – gives new meaning to the term revolving door at a jail. Let out the prisoners – throw in the law-abiding citizens. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, there is some unfortunate news from Maryland involving the Kennedy family. As many of you know, the former lieutenant governor of Maryland was Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. She is the oldest child, daughter of Bobby Kennedy, the late Bobby Kennedy, the senator from New York, a brother of JFK. Her daughter, Maeve Kennedy, Maeve Kennedy Townsend McLean, and her 8-year-old son are missing in Chesapeake Bay. They were apparently in a boat or a kayak yesterday. There's speculation, and according to the Baltimore Sun, that there was a ball tossed out into the water and they couldn't get it. So they decided to take the boat out, or again, a very small boat, into a windy bay. And they couldn't get back in. And then the boat capsized. And so they're now missing. And so it's another unfortunate event for the Kennedy family. That's the latest on that. We'll let you know if there are any updates on it. 844-500-4242. With me is Grace with Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. Happy Friday. Although I will say every day feels kind of strange right now. Like we're in this weird everyday kind of...
I was going to say, were you asking? Friday?
Yeah, I asked Taylor yesterday. I said, what day is it today? Because I knew it wasn't Friday because I didn't get a free donut, but I did eat a donut, so that really threw me off. No, but it is Friday, everyone, and we hope you're enjoying your Friday. You're going to relax a little bit this weekend, maybe turn off the news, turn off CNN, MSNBC, Fox, unplug.
Very fake news.
Unplug for a bit. Howie, maybe take a nice walk. Whatever you do, I hope the liquor stores are open near you, because I heard that story, Howie.
I have new earbuds.
I heard.
Raycon. They're going to be our advertiser starting next week. And this is going to enable me to sit at the pool this weekend and listen and not bother anybody else and not have to listen to anybody else talking about, well, you know what they're talking about.
So this begs the question, Howie, when you would sit at the pool, because I feel like I know you pretty well at this point. When you would sit at the pool before you had the Raycon earphones, would you just listen to whatever you were listening to on full blast?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, but some of my neighbors would.
Oh, so you were. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm surprised.
So now,
because when we'd be in the car
now
together.
Now I can tune out. And this is the other thing, too. Grace, this is going to be over, and we're going to be doing a lot of remotes this summer. We're going to be driving around together. And now you don't have to join me in listening to Boston Blackie.
See, I love the idea of that. I'm just worried that you don't realize how much joy you get out of making everyone else in the car listen to what you're listening to. I notice you get this glimmer in your eye when you say, can you turn on my station, please, and then you make me turn it on.
Those days are over.
Or if God forbid,
Charlie Parker, man,
God forbid I have some sort of, Taylor, you've never seen this, if I have some sort of country station on or pop station, Howie has a actual physical reaction. He starts almost shaking. Can you turn that off? Can you please turn that off?
I have never objected to Willie's Place.
I know. That's the only country we can listen to.
Traditional country. But you have country music, which is pop, and it's crap.
Oh, I have great taste in music, I'll have you know. Anyway, let's get to some more important news. So this is from Fox News. Dr. Fauci says it's mind-boggling that any of China's wet markets are still operating. I thought this is something we can all agree on today. The fact that these markets are still up and running and they're selling things.
How Eurocentric of him to be saying something like that. Who are we to impose our Western standards on a third world nation.
He said, it boggles my mind how when we have so many diseases that emanate out of that unusual human-animal interface.
Unusual, yes.
That we don't just
very
shut
unusual.
It down. I don't know what else has to happen to get us to appreciate that. I appreciate it. I don't know about everybody else. I'm fully appreciative of the fact that we should not be eating bats.
How about raccoons?
While rumors have swirled that the virus originated in bats and then infected another animal that passed it on to people at a market in southeastern Chinese city of Wuhan, scientists have not yet determined exactly how the new coronavirus infected people. But these kind of markets are not known to operate in the most sanitary conditions. You've got live animals, so there's feces everywhere. There's blood because of people chopping them up.
Did you notice that Brooke Baldwin has now tested positive for
that.
Coronavirus?
I saw that, and I hope she's okay, just like I hope Chris Cuomo's okay. I mean, here's the thing, Howie. We had Eddie Scarry on earlier this week from the Washington Examiner, and he made a great point. He said it's the silver lining of Chris Cuomo having this is that he can go on every night and show people that you will be okay. He can reduce the panic. He can say, I'm young and healthy. I will be okay. And, you know, I'm still operating from my basement, so it can't be that bad. I wanted to call Eddie Scarry today and say to him, are you disappointed in Chris Cuomo? Because it seems as if every day he's putting out a new story about how awful it is and how people should be panicking.
How does he muster up the courage to go on every day? Today he told us he's lost 13 pounds.
Every day there's a new thing.
Oh, no.
He lost 13
the
pounds.
Other day,
he chipped the tooth.
Today he's lost 13 pounds.
He's hallucinating about his late father. He's, you know, crying about this and that. And don't get me wrong, guys. We're
Fever
all taking
dreams
it.
About Andrew Cuomo in a tutu.
Very TMI. That's what Andrew Cuomo should have said. And we're taking it very seriously. And we feel for people who have this. But he's
for God's
supposed
sake,
to be the
Brooke
faith.
Brooke Baldwin, for God's sake, do not return to our alma mater, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Do not infect the Tri-Delt House. from which you sprang.
Eddie Scary had said that he was going to be a good face for this because he was going to show people that you can overcome it and there's no reason to freak out. And obviously, yet again, Chris Cuomo has disappointed us in another regard. Like Taylor said, he's on there every day in the sweater now, just fanning the flames. I don't get it.
How long till he's like cupping a mug of cocoa and like shivering with a shawl over his shoulders?
I would not put it past him for even a moment.
Let's get after it.
Do you think there's room for him in the nursing home where Joe Biden is? Could they be like, you know, in adjoining rooms?
I love these tweets though that are coming out of Joe Biden wanting, you know, Joe Biden really, really, really wants to call Trump and tell him what he thinks about the coronavirus. We understand, Joe. We get it. Maybe Trump doesn't really need the call as much as you think he does. But I stand by what I said before, Howie. We got to get Joe Biden in front of that press, and we got to get him in front of the podium. Mm-hmm. And if he has...
We'll say, you know, Joe, you don't have to go long. We'll just put the clock on you 2 hours. After right. 2 hours, you can just walk away.
You can tap out.
But
Two minutes would be a long time for him. Just show us
what you can do. Just show. It's only 120 minutes.
Show us you could be a contender. Let's go, Joe.
Incidentally, we have an update. We've been talking about this for a few days. The SJC in Massachusetts, the Supreme Judicial Court, has been asked to release prisoners. State's top court calls for potential release of prisoners being held for trial to ease coronavirus crisis.
Do you think all these Democrats in Massachusetts get together and they go, what's the worst idea we could think of in a time like this? What is the most moronic thing we could come up with to get people not only scared, but angry? And then someone goes, oh, I know, release the prisoners.
Prisoner advocates argued that inmates faced heightened disease risk. But we all know that these people that are they're in prison for committing crimes, and you have to do a lot now to get locked up. I think we can all agree on that in any state in the union. But they're going to obey all the rules. They're not going to go into Walmart and go beyond into the areas that are cordoned
taped off.
Yeah, they're not going to come up on top of anybody. They're going to engage in that social distancing that is so vital to stopping this pandemic.
Howie, that's a great point because we've all been putting, you know, systems in our house to keep us safe and locks and doors. If we just put blue tape all around the house and tell these burglars and these thieves and stuff, listen, we're social distancing from you right now, then they never would have gotten in there in the first place.
The ruling calls for state authorities to begin hearings to consider the release of pretrial detainees statewide. Jail detainees charged with certain crimes, including those involving the threat or use of violence, are excluded. So now they'll say, well, now they'll go to the DAs, they're public defenders, because they all have public defenders. Nobody pays for their own attorneys anymore in these people. And they'll say, you have to reduce the charges against them so they can get out. That's going to be the next step. Take my word for it. Okay, time for a break. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Boomer Naturals. We sold out of the cheap bastard deal fast this week, but you can still save big for select doctor-formulated natural CB5 products that you purchase. You will receive 2 4-ounce hand sanitizers and a $20 value mini pain relief roll-on free. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the Boomer banner at the top of the page. Just enter code Howie at checkout. What's the poll question, Taylor, and what are the results thus far?
Should liquor sales be banned?
That's an op-ed in the Boston Globe today, and it's getting more hits than any other story. No, obviously not. It's ridiculous.
Grace is shedding tears in the studio.
Please, God, no. There's only so much we can take.
94% say no. Don't close them down.
By the way, everyone, if you want to get a New England COVID-19 update, I know right now things are really scary. People want to know the facts and the statistics. You can go to HowieKarsha.com and you can listen to, or actually wherever you get your podcast is probably the best spot to find it. And it is brought to you, the New England COVID update is brought to you by Boomer Naturals, which Howie just mentioned. Click on that banner on the website. And then when you get to the website, use promo code Howie for all of the cool free stuff that Howie mentioned. It's a CB5 product, which is similar to CBD, but without the cannabis. So if you're like me and you're a little bit hesitant to try the cannabis game, then CB5 is a better option for you. Okay, Howie, so I have more news to get to.
Incidentally, Grace, I just have to give one update on the decision by the Supreme Judicial Court to ordering the release of probably hundreds of inmates in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. You know what the death toll of inmates is in Massachusetts to the coronavirus that's prompted this unprecedented order to release inmates? Do you know what the death toll is?
What is it?
One. The man was in his 50s, had underlying health conditions, and has been in state custody since 1993. In other words, he was kind of a bad actor if he's been in prison for 27 years.
Howie, I may have missed it if you already mentioned this in the first hour, but you also have an update on a four-legged friend of yours, correct?
Yes. Yes. Gunnar, the wonder dog, my 18-year-old pug.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
He has been ahead of the release of all these hundreds of Massachusetts criminals. He, a Massachusetts wonder dog, has been released from Dr. Matt's veterinary clinic
and
today.
And he hobbled out of Dr. Matt's and he said, free at last, free at last.
He spent the week in the hospital, but he's back. He's going back to Wellesley.
Dr. Matt is truly the best in the business for anyone who's looking for a veterinarian.
Bolt the door, Gunnar. The criminals are out on the street.
It's not easy to bring a dog that old back to health, and that's what Dr. Matt did. Speaking of dogs, Howie, I have a story here that I think you'll be interested in.
Yes.
Pets right now are gaining the quarantine 15. So now that Gunnar's home, you really have to be careful.
Gunnar could put on a few pounds, actually. Gunnar's lost weight in recent years.
I saw the pictures today. The dog does not need a few more pounds to add to its health issues.
Howie's an enabler. I was like, you want some chicken fingers, Gunnar? The coronavirus pandemic may have a surprising side effect. Fatter pets. With so many owners sheltering in place, perhaps even putting on a few extra pounds themselves, many will likely be tempted to overfeed their precious fur balls.
How many more tragedies is this pandemic going to bring our way?
One vet, who's not Dr. Matt, so I'm not even going to name this person, said, one of my concerns is that you might end up overfeeding your pet in these times. Some owners have indulged their pets with toys that involve food, like puzzle feeders. I don't know what that is, but here's the thing. I always thought that if I had a dog, I would be very, very strict. But I was at my friend's
house a few
months ago, and we were having brisket, and it was so delicious. And the dog was just giving me these eyes. And I was like, of course I'm going to give it food. What else does it have going for him besides looking at me the whole night? So I gave him some brisket. And you know what? I would do it again. And if I had a dog in my house right now.
You go back there. You go back to that house, Grace. That dog is going to sit at your feet when you go to eat something.
And Howie, some people would think it's just because I gave that dog food, but I think it's because the dog loves me now.
It's quite possible, Grace. Quite possible. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
One of my texters, 978, says, Gunnar for honorary mayor of Palm Beach. So happy Gunnar is feeling better. Yeah, so am I. And thanks to Dr. Matt for taking such good care of her. 844-500-4242-207 says, President Trump must declare that all businesses may reopen by June 1st. Psychological and financial disaster is imminent without a hard date. Worth the risk. I know, especially now that these experts are backing off of the models, so-called, that the White House used earlier in the week to say that the death toll could be up to $240,000. They're not... not Trump's people, but the experts, so-called, are walking that back. There's a big story on the front page of the Washington Post. Meanwhile, as the prison doors are opened in New York, New Jersey, California, now Massachusetts, in Lakewood, New Jersey, that's in Ocean County, the Lakewood police break up funeral with 60 to 70 people. They issued summonses to 15 people, including a 100-year-old man. A 100-year-old man accused them of violating the state's ban on public gatherings during the pandemic. The funeral marked the fourth consecutive day that Lakewood police have been called to gatherings in violation of the emergency order set in place by Governor Phil Murphy to allegedly slow the spread of the coronavirus. The officers responding to report of a large crowd Wednesday found 60 to 70 people gathered for a funeral. The previous night, cops ended an engagement party in Lakewood with at least 16 people in attendance and charged 10, including a 99-year-old man. So they've busted a 100-year-old man and a 99-year-old man in Lakewood, New Jersey. But meanwhile, the prison doors are being opened, and three Massachusetts men have been arrested in Rhode Island and charged with playing a round of golf today. We'll have to get more on that. Maybe we'll save that one for police blotter facts. Yeah, other news: Virginia clerk is locked up for shooting at three masked robbers in his store. Not a typo. You may have heard about this case. The clerk sits in jail with no bail, charged with crimes for which he could be locked up for 20 years. He lived above the store, and he woke up Sunday morning to find these thugs breaking into the store and stealing merchandise and cash. And now he's charged with malicious wounding, reckless handling of a firearm, and violation of a protective order. Police say they'll get around to charging the robbers later. I'm sure they will. 844-500-4242. Remember when the president said that one of the problems they've had was hospital personnel, especially in New York, stealing equipment? Remember that? And the mainstream media attacked him and said, how dare he say that they were stealing equipment? And then I guess the previous day someone had been arrested in Brooklyn for selling stolen hospital equipment and garb and PPEs. Now there's another one. Hospital worker 33 is arrested, this is in New York, for stealing a box of masks from work and shipping them to other people. This woman, Josie Wright, stole face masks and was shipping them to another person. This is upstate. Taken into custody for stealing the masks and other medical supplies from Bassett Medical Center in Cooperstown. I guess the president will be getting an apology from all those pundits who were attacking him for saying that this kind of stuff never happened. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, Fauci said he's suffering from exhaustion. He should take the rest of April off. One less pessimist is a good thing. Now, the next story. Mass budget is predicting a shortfall of $5 to $6 billion here in the Commonwealth. In those boneheads on Beacon Hill want to expand the Santa Claus giveaways. Howie, we're living in the twilight zone. It's a nightmare that we're not sleeping through, unfortunately.
How many of these prisoners, Russ, that they're going to release onto the street are homeless? How many of them have a place to go? I would say, I think what you're about to say is they'd be better off in prison or jail, right?
Absolutely, of course.
But this is not about the disease. This is their dream list. The woke crowd, the people like Rachel Rollins and the prosecutor in Suffolk County, Marion Ryan, the prosecutor in Middlesex County, they just have a soft spot in their heart for criminals, and they just want to set them loose, and they don't care about anybody else, and so they're gonna just open up the doors and let them run out, and you know, the rest of us, we'll just have to fend for ourselves. And all the gun stores are now closed in Massachusetts. Thanks for the call, Russ. Andre, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andre.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me on. I'm calling up here from the left-wing state of Vermont, which I think is even worse than your state. But
we talked about the ban on seeds earlier in the day. How are seeds unessential, Andre? I know it's Bernie Sanders and Peter Welch's and Leaky Leahy's home state, but certainly somebody should know that to grow food, you need seeds, right?
Yeah. I mean, I grow food in our little backyard here, and I could use some more seeds, but who knows what's going
to
happen.
You'll have to come down to Massachusetts to get your seeds or go across to New York.
I wanted to talk about Sweden, but you did mention one thing about our state, and I wish we had global warming because I'd like to get a group together to stand in front of the State House in Montpelier naked, wearing signs saying clothing is essential.
Oh, they're not allowing clothes to be sold either?
No, no clothes allowed.
You know, sometimes you think you can sort of stem the craziness if you elect a Republican governor, but it oftentimes doesn't work out that way, does it, Andre? As we know in Vermont and Massachusetts and Maryland.
Yeah. They're not Republican. Anyhow, I called mainly because I've been seeing, it doesn't take much searching, but and you can get reports from newspapers, you can see videos and pictures on the internet. Sweden is hopping. No stores are shut. People are allowed to go into restaurants, they're allowed to go into bars. They recommend you don't stand too close to each other. The pedestrian areas are just crowded with people, and their neighbor schools, except for high school and colleges, the schools still have children going to them, and their neighbors Norway and Denmark have really, really strict measures, but per capita Sweden has fewer cases and fewer deaths.
Yeah, I don't think we have any idea whether this is effective, what we're doing, and it's certainly not. It's effective in killing the economy. I don't know if it's killing the virus though, and that's what we're supposedly trying to do, right? And the results seem mixed at best. Thanks for the call, Andre. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie. I was calling. To give you an update here from Massachusetts, my wife, who's in retail, is being furloughed today.
Yes.
And I want to say I'm 57 years old. I've been doing what the experts said about, you know, retirement and 401k.
Right.
And I saw it drop by 40% in 3 weeks.
Right.
And, you know, it's pretty grim, but... you know, I'm hoping to get through it, but, you know, I think people should take this as a warning and, you know, get out of the 401k market when you're 59 and a half and put your money in a savings account.
That's what I did when I turned 59 and a half, Rich. I mean, everybody's different, and I'm not saying I'm giving you any kind of advice, but I figured I was better off taking the money and paying the taxes on it, and then paying off a mortgage on a house I owned, because you know the thing about 401ks, I now have a smaller 401k. I kept putting money into it. I don't have nearly as much money into it, obviously, but I always was afraid that they would start taxing or under the guise of social justice or reparations or something, that they would tax it greatly, and I just didn't want to take a chance. And so, are you still employed, Rich?
Yeah, I still have a job. I've been working from home long before, you know, this happened. So I work for an insurance company, and you know, my wife's also going to be retiring in 6 years anyways, and you know, maybe she goes back to work, maybe she doesn't. But we'll be fine, because I think I think we're going to get through this, Howie. I really do. I think we're going to get through this, and the market's going to come back. But people have to understand, precedent has been set. And this is going to happen again, only Trump will not be the president. It'll be a Democrat. And they will use this as the precedent to initiate the Green New Deal times 10.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a lot of people are speculating. What happens the next time we have a virus like this or a flu? I mean, we've had things like this and probably worse. Polio, Spanish flu. Spanish flu was obviously worse. It was a century ago. Polio was 70 years ago. That was terrible. That hit young kids. Swine flu was bad. The Asian flu, when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I remember that vaguely. But, what happens the next time? Because this doesn't seem to be exactly nearly as bad as Spanish flu or polio. And it's brought the country to a standstill. Is this the new normal? If it is, you're right. We're in big trouble if this is the new normal. Thanks for the call, Rich, and good luck. 844-500-4242 with I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Learn more about their new virtual classes. Go to capegunworks.com. For all your gun and ammo needs, Cape Gunworks in Hyannis.
In Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Okay, you can tell them.
So you have talked about the failings of the Obama administration in leaving you with empty shelves and no plans.
Well,
they have,
and,
they
and no ammunition.
They have said you got rid of the pandemic office and the National Security Council.
We didn't do that. That turned out to be a false story. Now you're starting to go, are you working for CNN?
I'm pointing out what they have said and what you have said.
You were with Fox. But Fox isn't so easy either. Don't kid yourself.
Mr. President.
Hey, look, John, let me tell you something. You know that's a false story. What you just said is a false story. This doctor knows it better than anybody. No, but you shouldn't be repeating a story that you know is false.
That was President Trump yesterday talking to John Roberts from Fox News Channel. Accused him of spreading very fake news. And what are you working for, CNN?
Very fake news.
Meanwhile, Rhode Island police have busted up a dangerous gang from Massachusetts who came across the state border to play a round of golf. Three Massachusetts men are facing charges for violating Rhode Island's quarantine order during the coronavirus outbreak. Rhode Island's governor, Gina Raimondo, issued an executive order that requires out-of-state visitors to quarantine after they cross the border into the state. Again, I repeat my question from earlier. If you go to this, a lot of Rhode Island people go to the Market Basket in Seekonk, right over the line in Massachusetts. Do they have to quarantine? When they go over on Saturday morning, it's mostly Rhode Islanders over there. Do they all have to quarantine after they load up on the cheap Market Basket groceries? Anyway, these three men alleged, listen to the scheme that they worked out, the crime. The men allegedly parked their cars at a McDonald's restaurant in Richmond, loaded their golf clubs into a vehicle with Rhode Island license plates, and went to play golf. Police said the men, and then they list them, two 22-year-olds and a 51-year-old, played a round of golf at the Meadowbrook Golf Course. There were signs posted at the course saying it was only open to Rhode Island residents.
Barbaric.
Are you kidding me? I didn't think you were allowed to discriminate at a golf club. You could only play golf if you're from Rhode Island? You can't play golf if you're from Massachusetts? How about if you're from Iowa? How about if you're an illegal alien? Can you play golf at the Meadowbrook Golf Club in Rhode Island? I'll bet you can. I'll bet nobody would dare stop an MS-13 fentanyl-dealing gangbanger with tattoos on his neck. Because that would be a civil rights violation. That would be a hate crime to stop an illegal alien from playing a round of golf. But people. Exactly, exactly. Milton, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Milton.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I've tried many times. But I was wondering with this corona thing.
Yes.
And watching the Democrats as to what their priorities are.
Right.
I'm a veteran, and since 2002, they have denied veterans benefits for Blue Water Navy. And President Trump made that active as of now getting their benefits as of 2020. And I see all this stuff on there, you know, all the time about people being so proud of veterans. I think that should be ahead of them. Should be ahead of the Kennedy Foundation.
Yeah, the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts getting the $25 million in the relief package. Yeah,
right.
I agree. And the Democrats also they wanted to give the relief checks to illegal aliens, and they were complaining. The reporters were complaining at the press conference, well, why aren't illegal aliens going to get relief checks? And the president said rightly, well, they came into the country illegally. You know, why should you reward them? Most of the illegal aliens are on welfare as it is in one form or another. You know, they could, they can say it's through their anchor babies or they're getting free court services when they get arrested. But they're all getting handouts, most of them anyway. Why should they be getting more money that should be going to people like you, Milton? And the rest of the veterans and just American citizens who have lost their jobs. 10 million Americans have lost their jobs in the last 2 weeks because of this. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.